But we respectfully request that you eliminate any mention of names in reference of Alcoholics Anonymous. If you desire to be a 10-minute speaker at SoCal Speakers and have 1 year of sobriety, please leave your name and phone number with our secretary, Sean, or see one of the members of the speaker committee, Sam or Lori, during the break or after the meeting so we may contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Stephanie from San Diego.
Hi, my name is Stephanie and I am an alcoholic. I am a little nervous. I have not been up in front of this many people in a minute. So welcome. Congratulations to the people that took time. Again, my name is Stephanie. I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is April 19th, 2009. I have a home group. I have a sponsor. I am actively sponsored, and I am actively sponsored. I say these things because that's not always been important to me. I got here on a court card and decided to stay. I got here because I was arrested. And let me tell you, the person I am today is not the person who came in. When I got here, I was a high school dropout. I was in two relationships. I had seven felonies. I was on probation in two different counties, and I had attempted suicide on three different occasions. It's taken some work to get to where I'm at. I fought the idea that I could possibly be an alcoholic because alcoholics, man, they're all messed up. I wasn't going to be an alcoholic. And it took me a few months of coming around before I could finally surrender the fact that, well, what do you know, I'm an alcoholic. And I thought back to the end of my using when, you know, there's Margarita Mondays, there's Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday is ladies' night, Thursday is, well, it's Thursday, and then Friday it's the weekend. And I became a blackout drunk. I got to the point where I was constantly being told of the things I did last night, or worse yet, showed videos of what I did the night before. And that is pitiful and incomprehensible demoralization. There are still some times I think, maybe I'm not an alcoholic anymore. It's been 10 years. Maybe I can drink. But then I remember they talk about me in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, like when Bill mentions about, you know, people leaping from the buildings. And then he says, then he drags a mattress down the stairs just in case. That is me. I'm also the jaywalker. I am also the one that says, you know what, maybe I should go this way. This way's not working. It's got to be the path. Maybe that's my problem. And, you know, that's not the case. I was recently on vacation, wonderful vacation in the Western Caribbean. The waters are blue. We're on this boat. We're going scuba diving in Belize. And I'm stuck on the fact that the guy in front of me has just had eight drinks. And I am counting. He has these little plastic cups stacked on each other, and I'm sitting behind him counting them. I am totally lost in my experience right now that I'm in Belize. I'm in the most beautiful place I could possibly be. But this guy, look how many drinks he's had. And so I'm stuck on that. And now I'm getting irritated because nobody's telling him to stop drinking. And if it was me, they would be telling me to stop drinking. And I'm so stuck on the fact that all this is going on that I am not appreciating the moment that I'm in. So I'm pretty sure I'm still an alcoholic. You know, we like to go on cruises, and we go to meetings on our cruises. You know, my husband and I moved here to San Diego about 2.5 years ago. I got sober up in the San Fernando Valley. I was very reluctant to move here. Nothing personal about you guys. It's just that's my bubble. I grew up in this. I got sober in this bubble, and everything I knew about sobriety is in San Fernando Valley. And I was terrified. And so my husband was getting transferred with his job, so I said, okay. So we acted on blind faith, and we came down here, and I did what I was told to do. We started going to meetings down here immediately. I knew one person in San Diego. I reached out to her the week before we got here and said, can you please take me to meetings? And that's what I did. We got here on a Saturday. I believe Saturday night or maybe Sunday, we were in our first meeting in San Diego, because we know what we've seen so many times what happens to people when they relocate to different cities is they don't get out and they don't do what they're supposed to do. And so right away, we got connected. I would like to say I am connected into recovery in San Diego, and that's very important to me. The reason why it's important to me, because I believe in the core of my bones that if I don't get a sound connection to my recovery, I will be lost and I will get loaded. If you're new and you don't know what that means, you may hear us say things like get in the middle, hang out with the winners. These are the things that are important. Get to the meetings early. Go hang out after the meetings. Go fellowshipping. If somebody ever asks if you want to have coffee, go have coffee. Somebody's trying to save somebody's life. It could be yours and it could be theirs. You don't know. I personally am a product of a life-saving cup of coffee. I had to change my date when I was fairly new. And I remember saying, well, shoot, if I got to change my date, if I'm going to be a newcomer, I may as well be a newcomer. And that day I got asked out for a cup of coffee. And I debated, because the season finale of American Idol was on that night. And that was very important to me. And so I decided to go and have that cup of coffee. And I am convinced that it saved my life. That was about 10 years ago. I got lucky enough, and I got to marry that guy that took me out for coffee. So just to say, as I said, I came here. I'm a high school dropout. I grew up in Houston, Texas. My daddy's a police officer. High school wasn't easy for me. I still did my best. I still snuck out. My bedroom window was more like a front door. And I got in all the kinds of trouble that a young girl in a small town from Tomball, Texas, can get into. And, I came here, so I get sober, I go back to school, I get an education. When I first got sober, this is right on the tails of my third suicide attempt, and I hung out with the people that said you should go back to school, you should do things with your life, so I decided that maybe I should try that. So I did go back to school, and first, I got an associate's degree because I needed to see if I could finish, and then I went and I got a degree in accounting, and now I am a tax accountant, and I'm a high school dropout. And so now I have this big old career. It's pretty cool. I got all my felonies expunged, so, I've done a decent job. I have not ever been one to sit around and say, where's mine? What's next for me? I've always gone and I've done the work. I've done all the work that I need to do to have my seat. And I learned how to do that in AA. You guys taught me how to sit in the front. You taught me how to participate in my recovery, participate in my education. You guys have taught me how to be a daughter. You have taught me how to be a mom. You've taught me how to be a wife. I could not do that before I got here. I truly believe that it's very, very important that we get so grounded in our recovery that when life rips the ground right out from underneath you, you have no place else to turn but your people in the fellowship. I recently had a situation that happened last year. My son died by suicide, and for a minute, I wasn't planning on sticking around. I wasn't planning on living. I wasn't planning on staying sober. But when my phone started ringing, it was people in recovery that were calling me. You were not going to let me do this alone. And I have every bit of gratitude for this recovery for that. I believe that when I got down here to San Diego, when I started reaching out, I went to meetings, and I constantly was raising my hand saying, I'm new to the area. So here I was basically a newcomer again. Because this is what we tell the newcomers. We say, go to meetings, keep identifying, keep going to fellowship, keep saying that you're new until you finally fit in. That's very difficult. And there I was doing that again. And I truly, truly believe that God had me do that for a reason. Because I would not have found my people. I would not have found my spot. And I wouldn't have found my footing. I wouldn't have been able to do this if it wasn't for you. So if you're new, here's what I'm saying. Go to the fellowships. talk to people, raise your hand, share. Gosh, when I was brand new, I used to share so much. I'm sure people are like, just stop sharing, stop talking. And I'd cry a lot. I just felt like I had something so profound to say. With 3 weeks, you have nothing profound to say. Let me just tell you. You may think you do. But I'm not always grateful. Let me just tell you, I'll be quite honest with you. There have been some times over the last few months that I have not been a grateful alcoholic. I'm not grateful for all the work that I have to do. Because sometimes I don't want to go to meetings. Sometimes I want to isolate and I want to cry. But I'm so grateful that I have people in my life that won't allow me to do that. I have a firm seat in the No Matter What Club. And I am incredibly grateful to be an alcoholic, though some days are a little bit more difficult than others. So I'm glad you're all here. I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Lori, for inviting me out to be Dave's opening act. Thank you in advance for your lead. My name is Stephanie. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you for letting me share.